Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Listen to our show here on St. Gabriel on weekends. And friends, I'm excited today. We're going to jump into the book of the prophet Micah today. Now, I don't know if you've spent a lot of time in the book of the prophet Micah before, but we're going to jump into chapter 6, and I think that it'll be fruitful for you, okay? The reason I wanted to go here today is because we had a conversation here among our staff at Catholic Youth Summer Camp just a couple days ago, and it sort of went something like this. At Catholic Youth Summer Camp, we've got a tremendous team that is working diligently day in and day out in accomplishing the work of mission in a powerful, powerful way. And the question is often brought up, well, how do we make time for prayer in the course of our day? How do I make time for personal prayer when I go to bed late, I'm exhausted when I wake up in the morning, and every moment of my day is truly spent in service of the young people that we're called to live life with here, right? Here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, we've got, even in the midst of a global pandemic, we've got 360 campers on site, and we've got a full staff that's dedicated to keeping them safe and to keeping them happy and to keeping them primed for an encounter with the person of Jesus. And as we were discussing together, the conversation kind of went in this direction. You know, God wants us to work in the vineyard, to labor diligently, but he doesn't want us to torture ourselves, right? Our work should actually be that thing in missionary life that fulfills us. And in this reading from the prophet Micah, I can't help but hear that theme. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, present your plea before the mountains and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a plea against his people, and he enters into trial with Israel. Uh-oh, that sounds serious. O my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and from the place of slavery I released you. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my crimes and the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. And here's the Lord's summary statement. Only to do the right and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. The prophet's speaking here of, I think, a response that Israel had to maybe feeling overwhelmed in what God was asking them to do as a people. Maybe feeling overwhelmed with the walk of religious observation, with the walk of religious life. And friends, I think maybe as this summer is coming to a close, we as parents, we as friends, we as Catholics trying to step back into what normal Christian life looks like might come to that place of feeling as though at one time or another, we have been overwhelmed. We've been overworked. We've been underrested. And whether we're on mission here at Damascus 24/7, or whether we are just at, you know, not just, whether we are on mission in our own home, whether we are on mission in our own marriage, one of the things we like to talk about on Beyond Damascus is that every single one of us is called to a life of full-time ministry. The question is just where we are called to serve. And this is the Lord's response to his people in the midst of, you know, an accusation that God might expect too much of us in the call that he's placed upon our lives. With what shall I come before the Lord, the Israelite people say, and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 rams In summary, the Lord responds, "You have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God." My prayer for us today, listeners, would be that even and especially in the midst of mission, when we're working ourselves to the bone, that we would do what is right, that we would love goodness, that we would walk humbly with our God, and that we would find in doing that, that in the midst of mission is actually when our hearts are filled. Thanks for joining us today. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.